Halacha for today's daf vav. The Shulchan Aruch says we ask the question in the Gemara if there's a yad lekidushin, if there is a partial expressions for kidushin, and the halacha says isha shehi shaliach lekabel kidushin lechaverta. If a woman is a messenger to go and accept kidushin for her friend, ukeshenatana kidushin, and whenever the husband gave the kidushin, amarla, he said to the woman ve'at nami, and you as well. Or also you, shtehen mekudeshet. So both of them would be considered mekudeshet. Aval im lo amar la, but if he only said to her, ela ve'at hare zo shekibla kiddushin safek mekudeshet. If he only said, and you, he didn't say also, just said, and you, so that is considered a doubtful kiddushin. Out of doubt, we would consider them mekudeshet, and they would need to do kiddushin again. Shema lo nitkaven ela lirot ma libeliba. Maybe the husband's intention is only to see what she, right? Like we said in the Gemara, maybe if he only said ve'at, maybe he just wanted to see what she would consider. Okay, ilu amarla, it's as if he said to her ve'at matomri b'davar ze. It's as if he said to her, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? Ulfikach kibla hakidushin hi. So that's why she accepted the kiddushin. Because he is still asking her what is in her heart, what does she feel, what is her thoughts, but it's not necessarily that he is asking her to get married, but therefore we would say they would be safek, out of doubt, mekudeshet.